come on up and get us started talking about durum wheat genotypes differing their mesophyll conductance response to drought and temperature.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everyone. My name is Masfin Gassisa. I'm an international student with OZEL scholarship doing my PhD at the University of Sydney. This is one of my chapters, research chapters for my basic. actually, I am doing plant breeding in wheat. So, as you see, my title is Durum Wheat Genotypes Differ in their Mesophyll Conductance Response to Drought and Temperature. These Harvans, Ormel, and Margaret are my research supervisors. Okay, let's go to the introduction. Selection for water use efficiency and heat tolerance crops is very important these days because of the global warming. And the so with global warming, as we know, temperature increase and precipitation becomes lower. So we need to develop genotypes which will be water use efficient as well as adapt the high temperature situation. So one of the important physiological processes is mesophyll conductance to carbon dioxide in plants, especially in C3 leaves. So there has been research that we have seen that there is variation, genetic variations for mesophyll conductance to carbon dioxide, especially in wheat, rice, and other crops. So when we get increased mesophyll conductance to carbon dioxide, which means photosynthetic rate increases, without increased in stomatal conductance, which will be, then we get a high water use efficient plant. Genetic variation in mesophyll conductance has been demonstrated with cereal crops. The temperature sensitivity of GM also mesophyll conductance varies considerably with between species. This paper especially explains that they have evaluated several crops, different species, and they obtained variations in mesophyll conductance. However, we haven't seen whether there is genetic variations between within species or between varieties in crops. So my study is focused on to assess the genetic variation of durum wheat genotypes for water use efficiency and associated physiological process, and also to study the response of GM, stomatal conductance, photosynthetic rate, and leaf intrinsic water use efficiency to drought and short-term temperature changes. So for this, I did two controlled experiments in microclimate rooms. In the first experiment, I have screened 20 durum genotypes. Actually, one genotype was emmer wheat, and 9 genotypes were landrace collections, and the other 10 were improved or commercial varieties of Australian durum wheat. Then I have sown these 20 genotypes in microclimate rooms, and then after 6 weeks, I took measurements, concurrent measurements of leaf gas exchange and carbon isotope discrimination. Then the carbon isotope discrimination was is measured to calculate the mesophyll conductance. I used LICOR and also tunable diode laser absorption spectra, which means they are connected and it is online measurement to get the data on photosynthetic rate, stomatal conductance, lipid tricks, water efficiency, and mesophyll conductance. For this data, I summarized them and then did analysis of variance. Then the second experiment, I selected five genotypes from the first experiment based on the values of the mesophyll conductance to carbon dioxide. And they are grown in the same way, but in 10 replications. And they were grown for the first 6 weeks with optimum environmental conditions. And then after 6 weeks, half of the replicates, which means five replicates of each genotype, I stopped watering to start drought. And then after 8 days, when they start to weird, then I start to measure the same way in the first experiment, concurrent measurement of leak gas exchange and carbon isotope discrimination. Leaf water potential was measured every day for each genotype using this instrument. And what makes different the second experiment is there is, when I did the measurement for each genotype, there were five temperature ranges from 15 degrees centigrade up to 35 degrees centigrade with a difference of 5 degrees in 15, 20, 25, 30 degrees centigrade, and 35 degrees centigrade. And there is a temperature mesophyll conductance dependence theoretical model developed by von Semmerer and Evans. You can refer this paper. So we fitted the measured mesophyll conductance because it splits the components of mesophyll conductance to carbon dioxide, which means the liquid phase and the membrane phase, and to estimate parts of anatomical structures which contribute to mesophyll conductance. So in the results for the experiment one, the genotypes differed significantly for these parameters: photosynthetic rate, stomatal conductance, mesophyll conductance to carbon dioxide, and the leaf intrinsic water use efficiency. As you see, the range of variations here in the values. And yeah, it's demonstrated in the graph also. And then there is positive correlation, so a relationship between mesophyll conductance and photosynthetic rate. Increased mesophyll conductance means increased photosynthetic rate. And there is also positive relationship between photosynthetic rate and stomatal conductance. But there was no relationship between mesophyll conductance and leaf intrinsic water use efficiency. The other thing is one genotype. With respect to water use, leaf intrinsic water use efficiency, the land races had higher value than the commercial cultivars. And mostly because of reduced stomatal conductance. Yeah. So in the second experiment, in the graph, the red color points, they are droughted ones, and the other ones are well watered ones. Between the five genotypes, there is significant differences for the same four parameters, as you see here. And there is also significant interaction effect between the temperature and watering condition, which is the drought versus well water. And drought reduced significantly mesophyll conductance to carbon dioxide photosynthetic rate and stomatal conductance, but it increased the water efficiency, as you see in the graph here. It's just the stomatal conductance, it decreased with increase in temperature, as you see there. So with reduced temperature, with increased temperature, there is a reduction in stomatal conductance, especially in higher temperature, the stomata almost closes, but the water efficiency increases, leaf intrinsic water efficiency increases. And the other thing is, if you see here, the mesophyll conductance, which is the bottom one, there is exponential type of growth curve, like across the range of temperatures. So mesophyll conductance increases with temperature. But for the drought ones, it reduces the thermal temperature, optimum thermal temperature, which is mostly about 25 degrees centigrade in droughted condition, except one genotype, which is in the southern, the Kalka, it reaches up to 30 degrees centigrade. when I fitted the mesophyll conductance to the model, which is a temperature dependence model of von Semmerer and Evans, drought increased the fitted effective path lengths of effective path lengths of the mesophyll conductance, which is from the cell wall to the center of carboxylation, which is chloroplast. And drought also decreased the estimated surface area, exposed surface area of chloroplasts to the intercellular spaces by 23% as compared to the well-watered ones. And there is activation energy, which means the fitted activation energy ranged between 50 kilojoules to 80 kilojoules, which means the less sharper graphs, like in the first one, I mean, like in the second genotype, Volaroy, it's about 50 kilojoules. And then in the last one, it's about 80 kilojoules. The sharper or the steeper the graph is, the higher the activation energy needed. So in conclusions, Duramid genotypes, they differed, responded differently to drought and temperature for photosynthesis, stomatal conductance, mesophyll conductance, and leaf intrinsic water efficiency. And the thermal optimum for mesophyll conductance, it was reduced or lower in case of drought treatments as compared to the well-watered ones, and also there is variation between genotypes. So there is also, we have seen that there is a potential to improve water efficiency of commercial varieties for future climates, which means like for increased temperature as well as for improving water efficiency. So there is huge potential to improve our varieties for the future. So thank you for your attention. I'd like to acknowledge the Australian government for the scholarship and also the University of Sydney for letting me. Thank you.
Maintain the drought stress levels across all these genotypes before you could do anything.
did you?
How did you actually make sure that all the genotypes were at the same level of drought stress exposure before you took all these photosynthetic measurements?
What I did is I stopped watering for 8 consecutive days, and also we did the measurement of leaf water potential for each genotype. Yeah, that's what we did here.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you too.